I hereby call the Committee on Appointments to order. It is approximately 10 minutes after 4. It is Monday, May 9th. We are operating on the basis of a legitimate quorum in the presence of Legislator Myers, Legislator Nona, and myself, with Legislator Testa now coming in from the cold. We got all four of us. Person number one up is Rocco Terso, who's for some reason gotten roped into the Airport Advisory Board. And so the question is, why?
That's a tough one to answer, but I was asked to do it, and it seems interesting enough.
Really, so somebody stopped you on the street and said, hi, Rocco. Okay, so how did it come about?
Well,
go ahead, tell us the truth. We're big boys and girls here.
Party politics,
right,
I have
okay,
to assume,
good. Yeah. Just, you know, so they asked you?
And I says, what is the board? And quite frankly, I still don't know yet. I've attended a meeting already. Uh-huh. And then I had about 40 pages to read, and there's a lot to it. There's an awful lot to it.
Uh-huh.
But in the construction business, yes, I've been in it most of my life. That's my forte, I guess, for being put on the board. I guess you could throw law enforcement in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you see any problems at the airport so far from what you've observed? I assume you've gone out there and stood around and you're sitting there on the board. Do you ever go out the airport?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, the only time we do it is we get a place in Florida, we take the plane out of it.
Oh, you do? Good. See, that's what most of you talk
about.
With
JetBlue and
AirTran.
So you're a customer.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes from the airport and 10 minutes to my...
To your house.
Yeah. It's really great.
So do you have a problem with increasing the capacity of the airport and, say, to double the number of flights per hour? Would that bother you?
Well, to be quite frankly with me, I mean, I can't say, well, it bother me or not bother me, but I'd like to see it happen. I mean, if this airport can grow and service people and you can make money and we can get relief on our taxes, why not? If it's all done...
Are you aware that there's a substantial opposition to that? In fact, there's laws on the subject?
I am. I was that night up there. When I asked the question, I says, is expansion a dirty word? And they all looked at me and they smiled. And I said, I don't know. I said, I'm very naive to this fact.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew there was monitoring all over Harrison for the noise monitoring. I mean, there's a lot of things you're going to learn as you go.
There's monitoring in Austin.
In Austin.
For the same thing.
Oh. I mean, as far as doubling the flights, I don't think you could probably double it. I don't see how big this airport is, but I couldn't give you a good answer to your question as far as the capacity to what it can handle. I just don't.
Candor has a value around here. Questions, Mr. Tessler?
Well, obviously, we wouldn't expect you to know all the details of all the studies that have been going on for the last number of years, being not even on the board yet, so... That's understandable. But I do like this, probably nothing to do with what we're talking about, but you did historical restoration.
Sure.
Something I'm interested in.
Okay. The last 4 years before this major layoff, I did John Jacob Astor's building in 79th and Broadway, the Abdorf, the most expensive building in the city of New York. Restoration.
Don't let Trump hear you say that.
Oh, no. His buildings. This is real construction.
It's not in Czech politics.
Everybody in the world lived there. I met everybody.
This is a period piece. Yeah, this is. Oh, I can't build them like that anymore.
No. It was built in 1908.
Yeah.
I was there. Before that, I did two historical restorations for the county. I did the Playland Ice Casino.
Oh, right.
Yeah, oh, you did?
And, yes, and I did the bathhouse. What the bathhouse looks like, it needs another one. And I don't know about the ice casino. And I might have did something else for the townie. Historical record.
What is it that you did? Electrical, plumbing, carpet?
Oh, it was the general contractor.
You were the GC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Very nice. Good for me.
We got to get you to do the Miller House.
Yeah. You know, are you...
Well, John, do you have anything else?
Do I have anything else?
Yeah, I'm calling on you.
No, the only other thing I would say is there are... You'd probably be very helpful with there are issues that come up at the airport that have environmental consequences, like the de-icing is a big issue they're working on. I don't know if you heard
the runoff, sure.
The runoff from the de-icing, because it goes into there's a couple of brooks there, so they have retention basins. So that's part of the being on the board is to deal with those environmental issues as well. And, you know, the airport, by the way, just maybe you know this, is actually a separate, completely separate, operates independently and self-sustaining, you know.
Yeah, there's no tax stuff.
There's no tax consequences to the airport. And they, the money they make, they put in their reserve fund for their capital projects, so they don't have to borrow money when they have to do work, unless they have to do something really big, you know, like a new terminal or something. But anyway, so it's an interesting committee.
I just thought of one thing about 15 years ago. No, maybe it's more. Maybe it's more. I did this building here. I did all, changed all the locks, the hardware, the doors. And we were going to do the bathrooms, and the county ran out of money again.
Yeah, they could be.
And that never came
about. That's pretty gross.
The bathrooms are.
They could use them.
15 years ago.
Oh, well.
About period pieces. That's what.
Well, they are period pieces. Remember the movie, the Hoax? Rewear that movie, Clifford. Remember they made a movie, Richard Gere, in it called The Hoax, and it was about the guy who supposedly wrote the autobiography of the biography of Howard Hughes, but it was a lie, and Clifford Irving, his name was. When they filmed the movie, they used this building because the basement and then one of the other floors for filming. Because it has not, this building, some of the floors and the basement haven't been redone.
I think it's the fourth has never been touched, deliberately so.
So they used the basement area and the entranceway as the Library of Congress because the timing met the same dimensions. And then there was another floor that they used as office buildings to look like what it did in the 40s.
Nice.
Wow. Or not even 40s, I guess it was late 20s. Yeah.
Any official questions?
Sure, absolutely. I represent the city of Rye, and in addition to some other areas. And one of the problems that they have with the airport, and that I would look for in a member of this committee, would be they're very, very cognizant about stormwater runoff and flooding going into the Blind Brook. Mm-hmm. Which flows through, it actually starts up in Connecticut and then flows through the airport facility and then into the backyards of a lot of Rye residents.
Sure.
And so we've actually, here on the board, been able to stop some construction in order to make sure they were completely in keeping with all the different environmental requirements. And as John said, the thing with the de-icing. Mm-hmm. But so there's a lot of stormwater management that's constantly needs to be looked at there. That I would really hope that this board keeps this board that you would be joining keeps an eye on.
Terrific. Anything else?
No.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
We try not to torture people too much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice
again.
To meet
Take
you.
Care.
Nice to meet
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you.
Night.
Night.
Who's next?
A motion on this thing?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? I think I'm going to walk this one out.
There's four.
You're walking?
Yeah.
I think he has no
real interest
who's
in
Who's not coming?
No, they're all coming. Somebody called this morning, was able to make it. That I
Ben's is next,
for.
Right?
Yes. There.
Portland Manor, please.
They could use him on historical committee section.
Take a look at the minutes if you can. It's pretty straight stuff. One never knows. Usually we see the certificate of oath of office. And we got it for Terso, but I don't see it for Ben's. There was a very snippy letter that went out from George Orwell to a whole bunch of people saying that the Board of Legislators is not doing right by people who have signed the oath of office before they appear before us, and that I can't quite figure out what the point of it was. but I got the sense that he was saying that we can't legitimately harass people. Is not the right word, but say something to people. I don't know. Read the letters. I'll scan one and send it to you.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird.
It's upsetting.
Ben, come in.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi. Mr. Benz. Bill Burton.
Mark Benz. How are you?
Judy Myers.
Hi. Judy Myers. Hi.
John Nona. Hi.
John Testa.
How are you?
Oh, you're in the New Rochelle Fire Department. Okay.
Yes. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
I live right on the border of New Rochelle and town of Mamaroneck, and I'm often fortunate enough to have both fire departments come.
We're coming in, for sure.
So I get my street plowed twice. It's a good place to be.
I don't see an oath of office for Mr. Benz. Have you signed
yes.
an affidavit?
Yep.
Okay.
It's two of them, in my life.
Two?
I just did one when I first started, and then I did a second one. So I did two.
There was some question on your signature, or what?
No. I think I've had two complete packets I filled out.
Man, for the same subject?
Yeah.
All right. Which leads to the question, although it's a stupid question, why would you want to be on the fire advisory board?
Well, I'm a Westchester County fire instructor.
Right.
I'm a New York State fire instructor, and I have a desire. I have a good handle on how things are going in Westchester, and I have a real good desire to try to get the paid and the volunteer both on the same page.
Good luck.
Oh, good luck.
Westchester Fire Service is very fragmented.
Yeah.
It sounds really good on paper, and in reality, we have some problems. And if I could do anything to try to change that or help it along, I'd like to try to be in a position to do that.
Did you get sucked into the dispute last fall over merging the Department of Emergency Services with the
Police
Department?
I wasn't part of this at the time. Working up at the county, I saw how both sides were going on that. And there's pros and cons to both sides of that. I could look at where more money and a bigger avenue would help DES because they are in trouble up there. As far as the buildings, the place, there's like no money's been influenced or influxed into there in a long time. So they need some help in there. But also mixing PD and fire departments doesn't work too well either.
So did you come to any conclusion? I mean, we're not...
We're
not trying to put you in a corner, but we're looking for some honesty here
about
people who are going to get involved in this.
Yeah, personally, I think it's pretty good the way it is. I'm sure you could probably do good by merging dispatching offices. You don't have to have a separate fire and police dispatching. Mm-hmm. Guys can actually handle both of those. We are just on two different pages, the police and the fire. Well, how do I put this? I've never seen it where PD ran a fire department that didn't favor the PD.
That's what we keep hearing.
No, and that's kind of the way I've seen it anywhere that a police officer was at the head of anything that they become first. And it's real difficult to change that mindset. I'm sure if you put a firefighter at the top of a fire department thing, they put the fire department first over PD, but PD always seems to win.
Now, of course, the 60 control is very different from a police dispatch situation.
Right.
Would you see putting police under 60 control?
You could probably put 60 under the police side. In New Rochelle, when I first started in New Rochelle, both police and fire were in the same dispatch room. And we had a big problem with that. PD did pretty good with it. The fire dispatchers were never really trained to be fire dispatchers. They were just civilians who would bounce back and forth. And although they did well, that's why we went to 60 to get a fire dispatcher for the fire department.
Oh, so New Rochelle uses 60 control.
We use 60 control. Yeah, we used to have our own, and we went to 60 control just to try to... And we had some problems with them over the years, too, but it's by and large been really good.
So you wouldn't bring it back to New Rochelle?
No desire to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
They do a pretty good job for us.
Okay. Hi. Because obviously this is one of the real hot-button issues.
It's a big expense. You got a complete system over here and a complete system over here. They could be under one roof doing the same thing. But how much money now does it cost to put them back together?
Well, there was blood on the floor over this issue.
Yes, the unseen command is not really at stake.
Yeah. And one of the things that the Fire Advisory Board, at least that I heard, did not do was to weigh into this fight. The volunteer firefighters, the professional firefighters, weighed in their own situation. A number of people said that Robbie Astorino had achieved the unachievable. He'd gotten everybody mad at him.
Yeah, he did. I heard that too.
Yeah,
I did hear that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? He got the volunteers and the paid guys actually on the same page for once.
Yeah. Right. That's what I mean. That's essentially what I mean. Now, but the fire advisory board, I heard the police board weigh in on this, and frankly, they were split. But I never heard the fire advisory board weigh in on this. Are you aware of whether any of that?
I saw some things to me that I don't know where I stand. I went to one meeting so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm considered a rogue by them because half of them, I know a couple of people on the board already. They didn't introduce me to anybody. They didn't say stand up and introduce yourself, nothing. So I don't know if they think I'm a Rob Astorino plant, that I'm there to take over something since I was the newest guy in there and a couple people had been let go. I had seen some of the reports that people had written down on notes from the fire advisory board on consolidation and stuff, and I thought they were totally out of their minds. Horrible, horrible things that some people in the board were putting down. Well, let's get rid of all the training at the fire center. Let's get rid of all the props at the training center. And this was not supposed to get leaked out, and of course it did because it was so far to the left. And my commissioner, he got a copy of it. I got a copy of it, and we were looking at this going, these are supposed to be the people on our side.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that lead us? And then I went to my first meeting, and I was a little shocked at some of the people that are in the fire advisory board. There's some people there I don't think have a clue since we stopped riding horses to fires.
Speaking of
but that's my personal opinion.
Being viewed as a Rob Astorino plant, how did you come to be appointed?
One of the members on my job in New Rochelle, who's, I guess, pretty well politically connected with somebody, I guess, on the Republican side, I'm not really even sure, he submitted my name because he knew there were some openings and they were looking for me to help steer towards consolidation of the fire services more than, because this was before even the consolidation of the county services came in, but just trying to get some of the consolidation of the lower career departments consolidated because there is a big need for this in the county right now. We have all these small little fragmented fire departments between Pelham, Pelham Manor, Larchmont, Scarsdale, all these little departments that are, by law are not even meeting the standards. And if we could consolidate those into one group.
Those paid fire departments?
They're paid. Yeah. But they're all combination departments.
They're combination.
With no volunteers. Yeah, right. Scarsdale has a good base of volunteers. The rest of them have a...
Mamaroneck Village
okay.
is awesome.
I want to circle around the table, though, again, if we can. Ms. Myers.
Yeah, I just was going to say, I know I represent Larchmont and Mamaroneck, and the Larchmont Fire Department had some real struggles for a while there because of the struggle between the paid and the volunteer, and then Mamaroneck Village is constantly touting its 100%.
And they are very good at it. Yeah. They're very good at what they do. They still have a very, very good blue-collar base in town.
Well, that's a big part of it.
And that's what's killing the volunteer service right now, is people work 40 miles away from where they live, and they're not there anymore.
Although we are beginning to see, I know in Larchmont, and even in the town, because of people working from home more, or having home offices and access to, you know, that they're able to reach out.
Yeah, they're getting better
to
at
some
it.
Of these people. Good. Yeah, which good. Which could, you it's know, a, bring it's back a, it's some
a,
savings.
It's but. A chance. We've had a lot of influx. I've trained a lot of firefighters in the last few years of Firefighter One that are brand new into the system. We're getting all age groups, and it shows that people are trying, but it's difficult. It's difficult to hold down two jobs
and to be
a life
there when you need
and
it.
Be
yeah.
there when the bell goes off. So it's tough.
No.
Well, that's my question. How do you think? How would you try to deal with the volunteer firefighters? What would you try to do to? You said you try to bring them all on the same page. You got any ideas there? Or?
They've tried. It's difficult. You know what it is? They've tried the incentive programs, like a retirement program for them. Mm-hmm. That has proven not to be a bomb. I don't know. I really don't know what the answer. There is.
I mean, I come from my district is all. Volunteers.
Okay.
All volunteer departments. There are like six or seven of them.
Okay. And it's different. And what it is there's so many. There's nobody wants to give up their little fiefdom.
That's
what it boils down to. You got a commissioner, you got all the commissioners, you got all the chiefs, and nobody is willing to sit there and make the step and say, I'll give it up for the fact that we can have a better all around department. Long Island was a prime example. Newsday did a big expose on Long Island. There's more fire apparatus in Long Island than there is in New York, Los Angeles, and Los Angeles County combined.
Oh, my gosh.
Because every little municipality in Long Island is doing their own thing. And nobody's looking over their shoulder saying, well, Larchmont here has a tower ladder. I don't need a tower ladder. Mm. They have this. I don't need. Everybody has to have it bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're the same way in Westchester. Mm-hmm. We have such an abuse of the system where there's just so much stuff out there. We could save billions of dollars just on maintenance costs if we didn't have to buy all this apparatus, if we shared stuff. Mm. It's a shared service. And we're just not getting there yet. And I don't know how to do it. I don't know how this would get passed. They did it in New Jersey. Northern New Jersey actually said, and just came out and said, as of January 1st, we're combining all of these departments, and that's it. And they passed a law and said, you're all combined. And they became the North Hudson Regional Fire Department.
And they were volunteers or paid or both?
They were paid. They were both. I know that, I don't know if there was volunteers in there too, but they were definitely paid departments, and they just worried about everything as they went down the road, all the different contracts and all the rest of the stuff, and it took a while to get ironed out, but they just hammered them and said, this is what we're going to do.
Wow.
And there's a lot to... Well, look at what happened in Larchmont.
I know.
They went to a paid chief, and guys quit the volunteer side.
They came to the
town. And because I can never become... I have nothing against volunteers. I was a volunteer. But they said, I can never be the volunteer chief. I'm not going to be here anymore. It got shoved down our throat. I'm leaving. And I went to the town. And then we
have another situation, if I may, that just exemplifies or underscores what you're saying, where we have that area of the town of Mamaroneck that is actually the it's sort of right next to the Premium Point area,
right.
Down in there, Dogwood
yep.
Lane,
yeah,
and that
so,
area.
So
and which is town of Mamaroneck.
Has to go through.
And you've got a village of Larchmont next to it and a city
yep.
of New Rochelle, and yet your truck has to come from way up in the
yep.
town of Mamaroneck,
to go
scoot
through
down
Larchmont.
Another municipality.
Right. Yep. Has to go through Larchmont into New Rochelle to get back into town of Mamaroneck. Yep.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
But we pay.
It's boundaries. And,
yes.
And
we do.
If you want one more aspect of it, they look at the town of Greenberg with Hartsdale, Fairview, Valhalla. What is it? Yeah, Hartsdale, Fairview, and Greenville are the three fire departments in the town of Greenberg. They can't even agree. You know, they can't even come together. And there's one town that should have, and has three departments that should be one department in there, because they don't have enough manpower between any one of them to do anything.
But you know, every time they go to the municipalities with questionnaires and say, would you be willing, would you care, would you like your taxes to come down,
yeah.
da 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 da. I mean, it's amazing. You will still find people who say, I want to be able to call the fire department for my cat in my tree and have them there in a nanosecond.
Yeah.
Period.
Well,
and I'm willing to pay for that.
Yeah. And on the far end of it, you know what we hear? That it goes as far as the school districts.
Mm.
There is one police department which hasn't affected anything, but the fear is that if you join the three fire departments, somehow that will make it into one school district, and Edgemont is going to wind up with the Elmsford kids.
Heaven
or something.
Forbid.
And that's how far-reaching it is when you hear the people in town talk about it. They go, this is what's going to happen, that they can't join the fire departments because of their school districts. It's like, how does this get that
You got to make this stuff
Mr. Nona.
Oh, I'm done.
Mr. Test.
Well, up in Peekskill, we have the, you know, I could never understand as mayor where all the volunteers couldn't stand the career guys,
right.
But all the career guys are originally volunteers.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a father would be a career guy, the son would be a volunteer, and it was just a mess. And we have six companies in 4.5 square miles, and they all have their own history.
Yeah,
and they don't want to lose their identity, as I said. So it's very, very hard.
You have two firehouses on opposite sides of one street that they didn't get along. That's why one is on one side of the street, one's on the back side of the street. So
And when they picked up one of the firehouses and tried to move it, it fell apart.
It fell apart. Well, they're supposedly building a big firehouse up there now.
Well, they're trying to build one central firehouse to put all six companies right in the center of town. Take it right in the middle of the business district.
Wow.
Have they passed the bond issue for this?
They're not doing a bond issue. They're just doing it.
Who's doing it?
The city council is just...
Amazing.
They're not going to a referendum.
God. What a world. How amazing that kind of thing happens.
But that, you know, who knows? So...
it happens.
It's never, ever going to come to a...
I don't ever see it ending.
No, it's not.
We have a career academy going on in Valhalla right now with a couple of guys from Long Beach Fire Department in. And that's a combination department. And they have... the career guys have one engine. The rest of the town has... all the volunteers have the rest of the rigs. And the kid was a volunteer. He said, as volunteers, we were taught to hate the career guys. Now I'm a career guy, and the first thing I says, I got to hate the volunteers.
Aww.
He says, I'm over here a month, I hate them already. He goes,
and then the chiefs at Peekskill are all elected from the volunteers. So there are volunteer chiefs who have authority over the career guys. And that's the whole other level.
I live in Mohegan, so it's the same thing. I've seen the whole mess there.
Yep.
So anyway, you have the credentials. I think you do a good job.
Okay. I think we're doing great here.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. Nope.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming here.
Have a nice day.
We're supposed to get a few days of sunshine. You live in my district. I never met you, but nice to meet you.
Very good. Have a nice day.
Thank you
very much. Anything I need to sign or anything else?
No. No. Okay. We'll hit you with a rubber stamp and you'll be on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we have a motion. Motion from Ms. Testa, seconded by Ms. Myers.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. We are lucky.
Yes, this is another good
find.
One. This is another good one.
Yeah, we have.
I have a 5 o'clock meeting.
We do too.
So do we all.
We do too.
Next is the Ardsley Chief.
What time is it?
We should be able to move him pretty quickly.
Ardsley Chief?
The Ardsley Chief Lombardo. Is he next?
I have Califano. Where do you see Lombardo?
Oh, Califano. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Califano.
Oh, Califano's next, he's the Ardsley Chief.
L.
And he's going to
join.
We're on
a roll here.
Traffic board, right?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Califano is for the traffic
we're
safety.
Lucky that all these professionals are willing to do this.
I think they're trying to get chiefs on. I think it has to be a chief to be on that. Or one of
might
them
be.
One?
Might be. I don't know.
On fire?
No, on the traffic safety board.
Oh, that I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Look at this.
One of them, I thought, had to be.
Who was Matt
Lombardo? 23.
Who was Matt Lombardo?
I don't know. The guy who's replacing him.
No, I know, but I wonder if he was a chief, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's going.
He's also president of the County Chiefs Association.
Wow, this guy's the Board of Governors. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think he's going to be able to ask
questions. I feel like we shouldn't
be using
his time.
I don't see an oath of office
time.
For
just say hi and bye.
For Fagan.
Yeah.
Califano, I have an oath of office.
Hi.
Hey, Bill Burton.
How you doing? Little Califano.
Judy Myers.
Nice to meet you.
John Nonacci. How are you?
John Testa.
Nice to meet you.
Have a seat. Your appointment to the Traffic Safety Board typecasting?
Is it typecasting?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, what are you doing here? Why did they put you on the Ag Board?
I don't know.
Secret farmer.
Did you ask for this?
No.
they tapped you on the shoulder?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Appreciate the honesty. So the traffic safety issues, tell me what you think they are in sort of level of concerns.
Countywide or?
Well, that's what you're on.
Well, my experience is in the village. So, I mean, the village of Ardsley has a lot of traffic concerns. It's probably one of the busiest intersections.
Got 9A going right through it, right?
9A, Ashford Avenue. So we deal with a lot of traffic issues through there. Today's day and age, everybody's looking to go somewhere in a hurry and they're getting there. So, I mean, right now, a lot of the county roads, I think, can't handle the volume of traffic. So I guess there's ways to, we got to look to improve that.
You got any ideas?
I know Ardsley's been working on bypasses, but...
Construction?
They've been trying to work with the state to try and get a bypass. They would go onto the New York State Thruway around Ardsley, come up somewhere by Elmsford. No, alleviate some of the 9A traffic. That's the thing they've been working on for the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, that big bypass.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of push going on.
Is it moving? Is it happening?
There's nothing been happening that I've heard of in the last year or so. But, I mean, that's a push they've been, keep in the States here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we have Ridge Hill. There's a lot of things taking place now with Ridge Hill. They're expanding the intersection at Jackson Avenue and 9A. They're supposed to be doing some improvements through Ardsley. They're going to create another traffic lane for... A dedicated southbound lane for turning and southbound, try and alleviate some of the traffic there.
Well, the improvement they did at Jackson Avenue is like it's like a foot and a half drop off of the sidewalk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there a reason for that?
I haven't seen
really bad engineering.
Yeah, I don't know what the whole output is there. Like I, it looks like they're creating a turning lane off of 9A to go onto Jackson Avenue if you're traveling north. I know the major problem is when you're coming down Jackson Avenue towards 9A.
Yeah, and then turning left and going down to the Board of Elections.
So I think they're supposed to create another turning lane there, but property-wise, I don't know how they're taking that property.
Mm-hmm.
But in Ardsley, I know that they're looking to take sidewalk space to create that third traffic lane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that should be happening pretty soon.
Would that be helpful?
Yeah, I think anything there would be helpful. The only problem I see is it creates problems for pedestrians. As you create that traffic lane, we have a crosswalk that crosses right across the center of Ardsley into where Starbucks is.
Mm-hmm.
So my concern is when you have two lanes of traffic going south, people are crossing, they get blocked by that center lane, so vehicles can't see them. So that's what my biggest concern was for pedestrians.
So do you have walk, don't walk signs?
Not yet.
Not yet, you're going to?
That's if the state gives
they're not listening to you. Oh, it's state, so they're not listening to you.
Yeah, it's a state road.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Good luck.
Good luck, yeah. Mr. Testa.
You know my buddy, Chief Tumalo from Peekskill?
Yes. Yep.
So I really have no questions because it'd be kind of silly to even question his ability to be on the sport. So we look forward to having you on.
Well, that's no fun at all. Come on, come up something, John.
The chief is eminently qualified.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's my 30th year. I've been chief for
15 about, right?
15 yeah. years.
Wow.
I think he could be interviewing us the other way around.
Yeah, but we can't give up our sovereign responsibilities.
But we'd be so fortunate to have you, frankly.
Well, obviously this is a substantial board, and have you been to a meeting?
No, not for the traffic safety.
Okay. Well, that sort of narrows it down. Okay, from our point of view, what we want, we don't particularly care how you got the job. We don't particularly care what your connections are. We don't particularly care about any of this stuff. What we care about is that you come in with a pair of fresh eyes and look at this thing and not be afraid to speak up. If the conventional wisdom is X and you think it should be Y, don't be shy. Because if we don't have that kind of advice,
right,
we're screwed. These volunteer boards exist for a reason, and the reason they exist is that bureaucracies get ossified, and people get into a mode of, let's do it this way, because either we've always done it that way, or I'm in charge, I want to do it that way. And your job, and all of these boards, but yours particularly, because you've been around this track a couple of times, is to speak up where there are things that need to be changed, or to defend the things that have already been done if somebody else comes in and wants to throw arms. And that's why we're here. And we're multi-party here. We're certainly bipartisan, probably multi when you start adding it all up. So,
how many people are actually on the board?
There are 17 members of the Board of Legislators. John and I are neighbors in the Upper West Side.
I think he means the...
The traffic.
Oh, Johnny's having a clue. Yeah. Do you know?
I mean, when do they meet?
Probably seven or so. They meet quarterly. Seen. Yeah. Now, that much I know about the quarterly part, but... yeah, and you know, attendance matters because if you don't go, what's the point? I think you're going to be on for a 3-year term.
We're up 3 years.
You wouldn't retire on us after all this.
I'm not looking,
ways
looking to,
you
but you
never
know what's going on.
Well, do your best, do a good job, and make us proud.
We'll do.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure meeting you.
Thanks. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Okay.
Mr. Bacon. So moved.
I have a motion.
Just it.
I'll second.
Moved by Lindsay Meyer, second by Lindsay Testa. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Very nice.
Motion approved. Yeah, I think that
be lucky.
This is interesting because we have had this back and forth about guys going to meetings before they come here, and now we're seeing people coming here first.
I think
they give them the opportunity.
No, I like
they
that.
Want
yeah, no, no,
I could
like
be
that.
Wrong, but I think that you have to be a chief.
I don't know about that. I think, regardless, he's fine.
You know, while we're waiting, I would like to move the minutes of Monday, May 2nd. John Testa was absent, he can't.
So John Nona will second them. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you very much.
I know it was a quick meeting, but I couldn't be here.
Well, yeah, what we did was we passed through about 15 people.
It was all reappointments.
Yeah, it was nobody in for an interview.
Yeah.
This man, similarly, has a great deal of experience. Look at this. Well, with finances. Now, he's for the County Transportation Board, too.
Right.
But he's a financial analyst.
Yeah. This isn't Ed Fagan, the former councilman.
Yes,
it is. Oh, boy.
He's a former Beeline rider.
Former what? Beeline rider? Okay. I'm for that.
Hi.
Bill Burton, glad to be
here. Bill, how you doing?
Judy Myers.
Judy.
John Nona, hi.
John.
John Testa.
John, okay, yeah.
Okay, fill out the form.
Okay, name. Just put my address.
Yeah, what do you do in real life?
I'm retired now.
Yeah. Down.
Okay.
So I see they're punishing you. You rode the BMX 10 and you're on the transportation board now. There's nothing
You've
like being
it.
Slapped into the hot seat.
I love it. Being former councilman in Yonkers,
yeah,
as you saw, I'm used to the cauldron. I like public service, and you know, I was at one time one of the screamers on the 4C. No longer.
Yes.
When it got too, when it became too expensive, I went to the 20, and I think I can make a contribution.
It's tough because obviously the county executive and a number of people see this thing. I think they said that this line was the most expensive in terms of money losing. And so they proposed to eliminate it. And then we got into the clawback, and then we got into the this and the that. If you'd been on the board and they asked you for an opinion, what would you have told them as a former writer?
As a former writer, I would look at it at this point. What I would look at it is that between the two railroad lines, we have Central Avenue, and I would look at it as a complete, like the two railroad lines are to those communities, this would be Central Avenue's equivalent to a full-service transportation system, meaning the weekends, the evenings, you could come home late at night if you had to, you could go down. In that sense, it was really good when it was that way. But then when they cut back the service, not so much the price, because at one time it was around $7. Then they got the MetroCard and it went down. And now it's back up to, was it $7.50 now? Mm-hmm. So it isn't so much the price, though that's a factor. It's the reduction of services, so now it's just a commuter line instead of like a community line like you might have at the two railroads. That's what made the line so great, because I live near Sador Lane, those big apartments at Central and Tuckahoe, and there's a lot of people there, and more than some of those villages. And actually, it went up the line, too, into Greenberg and all that. Yeah, your area. So I don't like that, but I recognize the financial realities. You know, he came in for a reason, and to cut things back, and, you know, I'm forlorn. And then that's one reason why I went to the 20, besides saving money. I just wanted continuous transportation.
So if you'd been on the board at the time, and they'd asked you for your opinion, and it would have counted, what would you have told them to do?
I would say keep it, albeit at the higher price.
And that would have gone from $1 million loss to what? I don't know for sure on that, but.
I think we're down into the
200,000 or 300,000.
It's down. It's way down. I should know.
By the cutbacks in service and the little bit of a bump in the price. But,
yeah.
Because you're on a board that's a policy board. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't mean you make policy and then there's no appeal, but you advise on policy. Mm-hmm. And you were rather vocal at your time on city council.
Yes.
As I recall. I was new here in 85. So I remember you from those days.
Right.
Your hair wasn't quite as gray.
Neither was yours.
Be nice.
It's over 20 years
back then. I had hair.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, though, I mean, we're all big boys and girls. We understand how you got there, and we don't particularly care, to tell you the truth. So long as you're willing to do something for the community, which is to speak up, make it clear. If you disagree, fine. If you agree, that's cool, too. But there are some real serious issues here. As we downsize, and as there are cutbacks, and things that aren't mandated are under total threat at this point because of the tax situation that we all face, you got to stand up for what's important, and but it's, at the same time, it's a socialized cost. This, the bus system is a socialized cost. It goes all over the county. It's paid for out of general funds. So where do you draw the lines? Yonkers is a quarter of the population, but Bedford couldn't give less of a damn. So, you know, we need this kind of honest to God advice, not not rolling over, frankly.
Well,
so, if you're prepared to do that.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you. The reason I got involved was, besides a family history of always getting involved, you want to make a difference. And I think I did on the council, and I want to now. I'm in a learning stage now, so I'm going and talking to the finance people, so I have an idea where the financial problem is. The staff there, I don't want to say who, they're sort of cheering for the 4C, but at a very reduced level. So that's the thing I don't like. I would like to see it go back and be like a whole community, I'm probably not using the right word, a whole community concept. And maybe with better times we can do that.
Let me ask you this question. Excuse me. This is on this issue. Can I?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Would it make sense to do to go with the Metro North model, which has peak and off peak, so that if you're going to run the bus schedule, run the bus at a time when it's not at peak use, you know, to make up the cost, you just charge more, like Metro North does. Metro North does that for the peak, but this would be the reverse, where basically you're making your money on the peak times, so you charge more on the off peak times.
Honestly, I take them out. I never thought of it. I think it's not a bad idea if it would help raise money.
And then you
but
can
right
keep
now,
it, the service, because I think you make a good point. People on that corridor may want to use it for other reasons other than commuting to work.
I mean, if I stayed out at night, if I wanted to go to the city for the weekend, or you know, shop, whatever. And now it's not that. That is that's a good idea. Yeah, I never thought of it. And,
I don't know if it works, but it's something to think about.
Well, there's nothing to think about.
We're full of good ideas here.
Well, that's that's the whole idea. Mars. Check it out.
No, that's actually an interesting idea because I know I actually represent a district that does utilize Metro North, the New Haven line, all the time, and it's very heavily used on weekends. And I think if the threat there was that we were going to lose the train, it's heavily utilized. It's not as heavily utilized as it is during the commuting times. So if the threat was that we were going to lose it for weekends when, I mean, it's definitely the environmental way to go to get into New York City is to take mass transit.
Yeah, that's a given.
And I think people probably would be willing to possibly pay a little bit more, knowing that they don't have to take their car into the city, they don't have to park it, they, you know.
Well, you see, the problem now with the 4C is that you could take the 20. See, you have a parallel.
Yeah.
So when I wanted to save money, I just hopped on the 20, which is okay.
Is it slower, though?
But then you
it's definitely slower.
Get the number 4.
Then
where?
You get the number 4.
Woodlawn?
Yeah, Woodlawn. And again, it's a step down.
Well,
I mean,
we make bus routes. We can unmake bus routes. I mean, that's... Yeah. You know, nobody should tell you, or you should not believe them when they say that these things are encrusted, they can't be changed.
Sacrosanct.
I mean, if you see something that's worth doing, and it would make out for the people it serves, you know, say, let's, you know, switch this stuff around, let's move it around, and be proactive on this, because, you know, in a way, you're an unelected representative. This is what really amounts to.
Yeah.
And you've been down that road enough. And you know how to speak up, and so that matters.
I know the people who, or what we call our ringleaders. We had our version of a civic group on the bus. It was a Howard Alaloof and Virginia Sheehan. Mm-hmm. And Howard, I was friendly with because when I was in office, he was also a civic leader in the area. And I haven't seen him. I don't know if he's that active anymore. But I know he. I don't know if he spoke to anybody here. The people did. I know they speak up at the transportation department.
Okay.
And they didn't like Sally. I know that.
Yeah,
Larry they
Sally.
Did.
Oh, Larry Sally.
Sally. Yeah, they. That's when they had their meetings. They were very down on him.
Oh, really?
Okay. So that's over now, and he's gone. But the so they were sort of the lifeline. I'll reach out to them.
Yeah.
And
think of it as another political career.
Yeah.
I'm serious because this is this matters. Every one of these boards has a constituency, it has a responsibility, and it has a set of policies that you oversee if you don't make. And nothing's got the right to extend its life forever. So go do it. Mr. Destin.
No questions for me. I'm sold.
I just have one more question. This has nothing to do with the job. But Pan Atlantic, was that Lionel Getz's operation?
Yeah.
Okay. That must have been fun.
Like pirates in the pirates in the Caribbean.
Right.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was a character.
Yes.
I don't know what happened.
What happened? Yeah, I don't know.
I should. I had a few cases against them. And,
Oh, you in the insurance field? Or?
Litigation field.
Sure you did. Yeah.
When did you retire?
Back in October.
Oh, just recently?
Yeah.
Great.
From Port Authority, right?
Yeah.
What did you do with the Port Authority?
I was a staff accountant.
Oh, okay.
In their treasury area.
Wow. Hey, bouncing around.
Yeah.
Ed, thanks for it.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Okay, thank you.
For volunteering.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Nice to meet you. Same here. Okay, thank you for the call.
John, I had your folder.
I'm going to look at your chamber. I never.
You can. Go right ahead. Yeah. But don't get any ideas, Ed.
Get down there.
Whose district does he live in?
I don't know. I have to look it up. Have a motion?
Yes, so moved.
Second.
Moved by Legislator Meyer, second by Legislator Nunn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
By the way, when you were out with Melanie, we passed the minutes.
Yeah, we passed the minutes. Sorry. Yeah, we did.
Who did that?
I did. I made the motion, and somebody seconded it.
I'll second it.
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We're done.